Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Buongiorno.
Musique sans frontières.
Music from around Australia and around the world. Tuesdays, 12 till 2 p.m.
Well, folks. Yes. Welcome to Music Science Frontiers. I'm your host, Joe Marley Nudgee. For the next 2 hours, 10 days into the new year of 2023, my first show back in the studio. And I hope you are well. I hope you're cooling down, ready for some more warm weather that's going to come up. Yes, thanks to Billy Bong Beats, Gavin and Uncle Chock. With tunes and conversation, always very interesting and colourful and, stories to tell. I'll be back, or something will be back, next Tuesday. Meanwhile, heaps of tunes today, folks. I've decided, it is summer programming, so I'm going to be very indulgent. But many of the tracks have been released in 2022. Amazingly enough, still. So some oldies and some newies and some reflection. And the last hour will be music from southern Italy and a lot of tunes from Sicily, not genre specific, going all over the place. And it is not definitive because I've missed out a lot of acts that I wanted to put in. It's just the way it worked out with the theme and the direction that those individual tracks have taken me today. So hope you enjoy. But also around about 12:30, I'll have some guests, live guests already in the studio, 2023, brand new Rambetica Trio in Melbourne. Very exciting indeed. I've seen them perform before, but many of us caught them at the retreat on, Saturday afternoon? I think it was. Yes, Saturday afternoon. And that is a treat at the retreat. And they've got a gig supporting the Seducerphones at Shot Kickers on Saturday. So your chance to catch them if you haven't yet. All right, I'm going to start off the show where, 1 year ago we lost a very serious warrior, Gwiniandi woman, Viv Ruth Podesa Marlowe. We're having a memorial tomorrow to celebrate what she's done, what she's left for us, and the footpath she's left for us to follow in. So I thought I'd start off the program with a tune that I did play a year ago. It's Olive Knight. She is from the Kimberley. And as it turned out, when she came to Melbourne, a relation of Vivian's. So a record. She's a blues woman. So there. And there's a record came out. When did it come out? Let me see my notes here to remind me. 2015, it's called Heroes and Laments, Wamajari Stories. She's known as Kankawa Nagara, and this is originally translated in the Gwiniandi language, the tune Purko Purko. So, otherwise known also as Olive Knight. You're listening to Music Science Frontiers on 3CR, folks. Hang in there for the next 2 hours. Oh, yes. You know what? I just came in from Bunurong country and here in Kulin Nation and 29 Smith Street, known as Fitzroy, always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Borgo, borgo, burnin, burnin, mandi, giranana, burly, giranana. Giranana bali ba giranana borgo borgo banan banan wandi giranana bali ba giranana giranana bali ba giranana malemba gurala murava bali ba giranana borgo borgo banan banan wandi giranana bali ba giranana giranana bali ba giranana malimba kurala muranga bali ba giranana borgo borgo banan banan wandi git bungana bali ba git bungana git bungana bali ba git bungana borgo borgo banan banan wandi git bungana bali ba git bungana git bungana bali ba git bungana malimba kurala muranga bali ba git bungana borgo borgo banan banan wandi ngamburi ganana ngamburi ganana ngamburi ganana ngamburi ganana borgo borgo banan banan wandi ngamburi ganana ngamburi ganana malimba gura gura bali ba ngamburi ganana borgo borgo banan banan wandi ngamburi ganana ngamburi ganana borgo borgo banan banan wandi ngamburi ganana ngamburi ganana ngalimba kura hura baliba ngamburi ganana
anak negeri di bumi Cendrawasi, Papua Barat, merupakan suatu memoria pasionis yang tak pernah dilupakan oleh bangsa Papua Barat.
Just a little north of the coast of Queensland stands a vast and stunning greenland. Many call home. The mountain peaks salute the skies, the forests flow far and wide, wherever you roam. But of what use is beauty if it can't be made up? Of what you says beauty, oh, oh. Was Papua one day you'll be autonomous and truly free, the morning star your shelter, the birds of paradise will sing, the people's cry will proudly ring, Papua Merdeka.
Dimi bagaima? Aito wokto bagaima? Uotia bagaima? Ena dimi ena kalipari ya kay Papua mana? Yoni mana? Wagay ko kau.
December 1961, your freedom only just given, and it was gone. The Indonesian forces came, swept the lands like a hurricane, far too strong. They said, of what you says beauty, if it can't be made a commodity, tell us of what you says beauty, oh, oh. Was Papua one day you'll be autonomous and truly free, the morning morning star your shelter. The birds of paradise will sing, the people's cry will proudly ring. Papua Merdeka. Hanya kebebasan. And truly free, the morning star, your shelter. The birds of paradise will sing, the people's cry will proudly ring. Papua Merdeka, Papua Merdeka.
This is Airi Leke. You're here on 3CR 855 AM Community Radio. Also streaming on 3cr.org.au. Free West Papua, Papua Merdeka. Gets up one talks.
Marash.
You're just listening to Lament for a Dying Ocean from Small Island Big Song's latest record, which is Our Island. The composers Puttard, Sulia Giliu and Tim Cole, and they'll be at WOM Adelaide, folks, so you'll be able to see them for yourselves. The production, the graphic design is extraordinary, so if you get a chance to pick up a copy, you'll be very glad you did, folks. Before that, we had Franz James from his record The Heart and the Fight. The Fight. There you go. And it's from Meanjin, Brisbane, The Land of the Morning Star, featuring Amatas Dole. That was released back in 2021. Totally missed that when it came out. And began with Kankawa Nagara, Heroes and Laments, Wamajari Stories. And originally that's the lyrics in Gunyandi, their father's tongue, but translated into Wurundjeri. For the traditional elders who take care of our land, we walk and live on our land and we protect it. And that goes out to Viv Marlow. What you're hearing now is a track from a Norwegian artist, and it's going to be hard for me to say this, Eldog Hemsing, from brand new record, Arctic, officially released on the 3rd of January this year, 2023. And that's there's a part five, and it's called Sea Ice Melting. And so you may have read some articles about what's happening up in the Arctic. Do you want proof? Anyway, here's a soundtrack to go with your reading.
You're listening to Radical Radio 3CR.
Thank you. Gäste går kai väldigt fallet när vi bakken upp i galkai besa stor taste chatta i där på välde lulu lulu hej lulu 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 Kalkai chaiehi rikko dagai valji vuodas te legele vuu. Käyppi olmo jo rahi mäkil meinun sholmo fikä merri vii. Käsla välti taas lefa muko käsla ru. Sholma fikä märri di käsla välti taas läfa muko käsla ruhta lasi kalekä jo älpi olmo jo rahi mägil minun sholma fikä märri di käsla välti taas läfa muko käsla ruhta lasi kalekä jo älpi olmo jo rahi mägil minun sholma fikä märri
Panikolo. Panea piccolo. Nadli givagi. Kovia so kovagi. Pairi tiana kagi. Panikolo upi givagi. I'm so proud of you, my baby. Akulu. I oh my tiga
Yes, folks. I'm very happy.
I was going to say, are you happy?
I've got my guests. I will back and answer in a second, but I've got my guests, Kat and Paul, and we'll go into further detail about why they're here and who they are. But we just heard an artist from the Arctic Circle. That language is in Inukhtit, Tut. Probably said that incorrectly. But the artist is known as Katsu. And from her debut record, Midnight Sun, and that's, the song is called Pani Kulu, and it's dedicated to her daughter, as you could hear in that recording. So very interesting. Do your own research on this particular artist. She's been doing stuff in another outfit, but going out on her own, and interesting stuff. Maybe some people are upset with her being contemporary with her throat singing as opposed to traditional. I don't know. That's another argument. Before that, we had Mother and Daughter Act, Sami Solju, spelled Solju, and that's from their record that came out in 2022 called Uvya Mohta, and I probably said that incorrectly, but there you go. And that tune is called Valdi Famut, and it's about bad men who want too much, angry, wealthy, and too much power, and they're basically doing a lot of what these songs have been talking about, wrecking it for us all. So that's Yoik for them. Before that, we had the harpist Brandy Younger from a double single called Unrest that came out in 2022 also out of New York. That was part two of Unrest, and you might hear the harp in a few of the other tunes on today's episode of Music Science Frontiers, and I'll try and alert you to them as they come along. And I think you knew about the track before that from the Norwegian artist Elborg Hemsing from her record Arctic, which is officially released on the 3rd of January 2023. Sea ice melting, of course. Anyway, I'm going to change the subject, but perhaps maybe not the stories and attitude of all these other tunes. But welcome to Music Science Frontiers and 3CR, Kat Stevens and Paul Dunya.
Yep.
Excellent.
Hello.
And I have seen these artists perform over the years. Kat, probably a little bit more than Paul. And maybe I didn't know you, Paul, back then. But on Saturday there was a gig. But actually we can wind it way back. 3CR had a benefit night for the Greek Resistance Program. And there was this unassuming trio up on stage doing some rebetika. And for people who don't know what rebetika is, it's known as the Greek blues. But I have the next generation pretty much here doing their take on it and their influences. And maybe either Kat and Paul, you can explain or tell us where you got into this musical style and what it is.
Just Yeah, sure. Definitely. Oh, I love being back in the studio, like live, like sitting in a chair.
Yes,
but actually, I feel like I need to put a disclaimer because Paul and I are nearly 20 years apart in age.
Mm-hmm.
So it still is different generations and we're still coming to it new. I'm coming to it new. You know, I'm a classical violinist, playing since I was 10, studied classical music, but only started playing Greek music probably about 10 years ago. And then I kind of found rebetika, and I was like, I like this. This is cool. I'll stick with it. But never have I ever felt more connected to Rebetika than perhaps the last year or so, and especially now.
Wow.
So that's been really interesting.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't, Paul, yeah. How did you? Yeah.
I've kind of had like traditional Greek listening from a young age, like being involved in dance groups and community groups. My dad kind of introduced me to Laika, which is the next form, the more popular music.
Yes.
And then I think I took it upon myself to see, oh, where did this come from? And then I went to its roots, which are Rebetika. And I just found that I really, I don't know, it kind of echoed with me, and the vocals especially, I could, they were just dirty and grungy and I didn't have to be clean and perfect all the time. And yeah, it just resonated with me.
Yeah, well, it is a blues, and it was about people who were outcast in society, and there was a criminal element to it. It's a combination.
Yeah.
They, in a sense, became criminals because of maybe their attitude and things like
the
that.
Connection,
but it was also survival.
Yeah, and the association with that music kind of driven underground. And, like, I am by no means an expert at all, and I always say, look, I'm a violinist. I can play Greek music. I'm not a Greek violinist. I have Greek background, but also that I'm coming from it from a, 30 years of playing classical music.
Sure.
But there's definite themes in Rebetika, which I just found so refreshing. Like, and they're not party topic conversations. You don't go to a party and you don't talk about pain, sorrow, really bad relationships that destroyed your life, that you never want to have them again, and think about becoming a nun, which is literally one of the songs that we do. Suffering, not fitting in, being arrested, but just loss and displacement. And there's a lot of pain. And instead of that being depressing, I just found that actually very, there's something very beautiful in that sorrow of like just human emotions.
But it's true, but blues isn't depressing. That's the whole point where they're singing blues.
Yeah,
because you got to let it out.
You got to let it
otherwise
out. You acknowledge
it's poison
it
in your belly.
Yeah,
as we know.
But the other thing I liked about Rebetika is that there are songs that are just you can play one chord. Like, let's not get too kind of like arty and high end and like elitist about playing Rebetika. Like, you play one chord. That's great. That means it's accessible, and it means that anyone can join in.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, pick up a buglama, which I only started doing actually maybe over in lockdown.
Yeah.
To go, I was always a violinist. That was enough stress and pressure for me.
We should let the listener who doesn't know what a buglama is.
So it's a little instrument.
Yes.
A lot of people look at it and go, what is that tiny bouzouki, that tiny little thing? And it's small. And it's small because it was designed to be easily hid. You could, like, smuggle it up your sleeves in your jacket.
Yeah, I
think other like, cultures have that too. There's, a South American tiny instrument. I heard someone explain that.
Is it the charango?
That's what
But I think there's another one even smaller.
Small to hide.
I should get Abe Dunovitz here to tell me about that.
But, you know, this whole idea of, oh, they're easy to smuggle and we can hide them and we can play them.
And also transport.
So that was also really nice, coming from being a violinist, classical music, where there's lots of pressure, high expectations, and even playing in a band of traditional music, it's very notey. There's a lot in it. And there's some solos and, you know, it's – and then it was very liberating to just sit back and go, well, I can just play this. I'm just playing a note. I don't need to be showy in this. It's not about me, but it's about the story. And then just let, like, say, Paul take over and sing.
That is interesting. But I mean, yeah, from the woman female perspective, it's an even bigger story, and it's taking ages for it to come out. But we've had some very significant women singers who have really put themselves out there to be noticed. And I think it just recently in the Greek Film Festival, we had the story of a woman who she wrote so many stuff, but she wasn't credited. And that's, it happens in the art world, unfortunately, a lot, but certainly it was very easy in a very heavily patriarchal society to do that.
Mm.
But they've come through, and it's really great that these stories are coming out now.
Yeah, they are. I'm gonna stop talking soon, so Paul can talk. But the other thing I like, and the boys do that. So there's three of us. Alex is he can't be here.
Yeah.
Come back next time and get him playing.
Yes, that's right.
But the boys sing songs. I mean, for example, Galogria, which is about as a nun. That's the word is nun, and you know, it's a woman saying, "Oh, look, I've had enough. I'm gonna go to the mountain. I'm gonna become a nun now." That did it. Her last relationship did it for her.
Yeah.
But the boys sing it. So I'd like that gender, kind of getting descript. That's cool. I like that about Rebetika.
So who's the artist that wrote that? Do you know? Paul.
Top of my head, Rita Bazzi has got a version.
Version. She's one of the big, she's one of the ones that I even know about.
I'm not sure if she's the
original.
Yeah, original, credit. But she definitely has one of the most famous versions.
Yeah, cool. Excellent.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is about they were singers. Not many we know about were instrumentalists. That's another story to the story of Rebetika. Maybe Paul,
we play kind of the pre-war stuff, which you've got a combination of people who were already in Athens for a while and kind of people who had moved after the catastrophe.
Yeah.
So some people were like really aristocratic and really well-trained and you can hear it in their playing. And it's kind of like towards the more Asia Minor side and sounds.
Mm.
But then, yeah, you definitely got some artists who just one chord all the way and just and pure, you know.
Punk, isn't it?
Yeah.
And more their
voice.
They're
just giving it their all. Yeah.
And their words. Yeah, yeah, indeed. Maybe you could, the catastrophe, you mentioned this word catastrophe. Mm-hmm. So these are big, serious influences on music traditions in so many different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened to Greece?
Do you want to talk about it? You can mention it. I put a disclaimer that everything I've learned is second hand as well to be corrected. But the third population hand, exchange is the biggest.
So obviously with the population exchange occurring, heaps of people migrating to Piraeus and that whole area.
Which is the port, the main port of
that. They did that swap. So Turkey was like, Greece and Turkey went, all right, Christians come over to Greece, even though you were born in Turkey. You don't speak Greek. And then Muslims, you go to Turkey.
Which forced, obviously, a lot of people out, a lot of anger. And that whole Asia Minor coast, there are a lot of affluent people, a lot of rich people, a lot of really talented musicians, and you can hear it in their playing. Traveled to Athens, and then, I feel like the music really just took off. It was very raw, especially pre-1938, very raw. It was just, whatever came to mind, there was no filter, they just, songs about anything.
Building a community without realizing and probably just having solidarity amongst themselves.
Definitely. Yeah.
Sharing stories. Seeing commonalities. And, as I said, I mean, you become a musician, otherwise you become something worse. But, cool. Just talking about that migration thing, for the listener that doesn't know, that Melbourne is the third largest Greek city in the world.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not unusual for people to have a relationship with a Greek person, as is myself. And so that's why I've been fortunate enough to be, just be put into this, knowing what Laika is and Rebetika as well. But I wasn't doing the retreat thing way back, 30 years ago or whatever. So 40 years ago perhaps even. That's just the way it goes. You know, we all got reference points, depends, where you are in the community. But so we have a dearth, is that the right word? Probably not a word, I don't know. But an amazing musical community here in Melbourne, within the Greek community. It's extraordinary, and many of us are very jealous who come from other cultures, specifically Italian, because we just haven't got that. And it's just different populations, the migration story is really different, I guess, which influenced that. And Italy is made up of many, many kingdoms. So we have many bands, and you've brought in some music today. So one of them, which has been moving backwards and forth from Melbourne to Greece, is Epodemi Compagnia.
Because, you see, so I've only been in Melbourne 7 years. And even the fact that I'm 41, I don't know this band. I've missed that. I wasn't here. So, but I do know that 35 years ago at the Retreat Hotel, Epodemi Compagnia played every week, I think, on a Sunday. And people loved that. So when we did the gig on Saturday,
maybe you were going to say it, but I haven't even mentioned. I've just mentioned you as two musicians.
Yeah.
But you have got a name.
We have a name finally. So if we go back to that moment, that first gig together, which we were joined with two other musicians as well, but the first gig we played together, and that was the was for the 3CR fundraiser. I love 3CR. Anytime Greek Resistance or 3CR has asked me to do something, I just say yes, and then I worry about how to do it after. So fundraiser, great. Musicians, Rebetika, beautiful. Didn't have a Rebetika band at all. I didn't have any musicians. So I get in touch with Paul. I met Paul. I said, hey, do you want to do this? Great. Here's a friend called Alex. Beautiful. Don't know Alex. Never met him. He says yes. Okay. We say yes to this gig. And then we meet each other for the first time at a rehearsal together. But the gig went off, I think. Great success. But that was the very first gig. The very first thing, and
it's
what
a
I love,
very apt venue too, Cafe Gamma.
I think so. But what I love particularly about everyone who said yes to this gig is that they accepted it, jumped in, didn't ask questions, gave it a go, went, we're up for it. Took on board, took the ethos, took on the philosophy, took on the radio station, accepted all that, and went with it. Whereas some other people's reactions were all a bit political. Not going to go there. Great. Okay, so I had to find to find the group of people who wanted to come on board. But we didn't have a name. We ended up doing the Greek festival, the Antipodes, the big Lonsdale Street. Also went really well, just under the name Rebetika Ensemble. No name, kept it like that until someone was like, "You know, you need a name." We're like, "We do," but we needed the right name.
Yeah,
very interesting.
Definitely needed some thought.
And you're going to make people think about how to say it, which is, I think, is pretty good.
Yeah. We were like, what? Confusing. So,
It's just another language. It's not your problem.
We're writing anatreptics, with an X. But anatreptiko, like anatreptic, means like subversive. And someone, a very well-known person who supports the arts community, a Greek man, I approached and I said, he's very good with words. Very good with language, and I said, "Do you have any advice?" Right, because knowing that we're this generation of Greeks, we've just started new. We don't want to go in gung ho and start, claiming some words. where are we at? We need something that's going to reflect what we're doing. And he suggested that, and then he said, "But you could write it with an X, make it gender neutral." And I was like, "Yeah, right." So we like that, and the idea of being subversive or just like pushing status quo because, like I said, Rebetika has existed in Melbourne. A lot of men are playing it. A lot of middle-aged men older than me are playing it. They're dominating the scene. But we're going to exist. And just by existing.
So there.
We're making a statement.
Excellent. So I'm looking forward to more gigs. You got one on Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah, we're playing
it. I'm just playing the Apotomia Company track behind you at the moment. Yes. Go on, Paul.
So, yeah, we're playing at Shot Kickers on High Street. What was it, 8 o'clock?
Yeah, 8 p.m. Doors open. 8 p.m.
doors open, 8:30.
We do one set.
Yeah. And you're supporting the Seducer Band, so that'll be really exciting.
Yeah. How'd that gig come about?
Just I was asked by Ario, the kind of band leader of the Seducer Phones, and it was an interesting mix. At first I was like, listen, I know Rebetika, interesting choice. It's a very different dynamics to Gypsy bulk and high
that's
energy.
That's right.
But I thought, okay, look, music is music. It deserves to be heard.
Sure.
It doesn't have to match. But just going on our past gigs, I thought that the response has been good. We're being joined by a percussionist, Matt Stonehouse, who is very well known.
A few of us know him.
A few people know him, probably worldwide. Which is just going to bring that element, different element. It's not going to be perhaps very authentic. It's cool. Doesn't matter. But we got Matt to whip out some amazing solos.
very excited for that.
No, it's just excellent. And so why have you... Well, yes, people got to go to the gig.
Come to the gig, support musicians.
Yeah, live music. Shock Kickers is good. They've fixed it up well, I reckon. It's a nice stage there now. And I think it's, it's terrible for me because it's another northern gig. I've got to cross the Birrarung, but that doesn't matter. I do it nearly every bloody day. But it's okay. It's all good. Why did you choose this particular tune from Podemia Compagnia, Paul?
Just the vocals. And his vocals in this just stuck out. Very traditional, very old school. I kind of look up to him, to be honest. So
for me, it's this beat.
Yeah.
This bit?
The beat.
Oh, the beat.
And the rhythm. For me, these songs, you can just lock into a groove, trance out. Plus, I tend to go for these beats.
Good. Well, we'll just have a minute or so of this and come back and have another yarn. So there you go. Which record's that one from, Paul? Can you remember?
Top of my head, I think it was one of the 90s.
I've got the CD in the CD player. It's all right. I do a playlist. So I put up on the Music Science Frontiers page on the 3CR website, 3cr.org.au/Music Science Frontiers. And I also post it on their Facebook page with links if they work to the artists. And I encourage people to do their own research and find out more of anyone that I play on this show and Therese as well. So there, excellent. So you were saying that the beat in that tune is
a camel
me
beat.
Riding on a camel.
Yeah, camilliérico. It's like the doom, duck, duck, doom, duck. It's probably like if you're going to write a soundtrack to like a cliche Hollywood movie and then it was in the Middle East and it was a desert and it was a camel.
An Arabian, Arabian spaghetti western. Music. I don't know.
Yeah.
It happens. Yeah. Indeed. All right. That's cool. So you've also given me the record, which I have in my collection as well, Rebetiki.
Yeah.
And so this is referring to musicians that have been doing this for ages.
Yeah, and that we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild. Akilay is in this one,
He played with us.
Was that
Akilay? Yeah,
in the second gig you did.
Yeah, at the Greek festival. So that's we're being mentored. It's nice.
That was a big honour.
For
me, being new to the scene and stuff.
Oh yeah, the Mizuki player.
Yeah, having him play with us was really cool.
Yeah, no, Akilay's. A great human being who puts out and is certainly a massive part of, not only an instrumentalist, but is a singer. So it's a great tradition. It's been really special having him as a friend all these years. It's interesting. There's the Habibis, family member of the Habibis, and then also this other, playing with many other groups, and there's a choir. Canto Coro, who are having their 30th anniversary in December this year, I found out. Don't tell anybody yet. But yeah, it was, you know, they performed Canto General, which is Mikos Theodorakis' thing, so with Pablo Neruda. So there's all that sort of stuff. So there's all been music amongst all that. So the track you've chosen is let's go to Faliro. Is that a place?
Yeah, it's a place in Athens. I'm not exactly sure where, but it's definitely a place and a beach.
And it's a beach, yeah, because it's like...
Ah, no wonder you bloody chose this one today. You want to? I mean, tomorrow you'll be definitely looking for some water in a couple of days' time. We're just cooling off at the moment here in so-called Melbourne, but yeah, excellent. So, any parting words?
Oh, we have a Facebook page now.
Yes.
So you can look it up, A-N-A-T-R-E-P-T-I-X.
Well, I'm glad you did that because I would have been doing that.
And a triptych. Yeah, like the page, you know, or anything that supports. This gig next Saturday, ticketed event, I think it's $20 at the door, but $15 pre-sale. Yep. You can just buy it online.
Well, we've got to put in.
Yep.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Shock Kickers do have, you know, some residencies which are gratis, but, you know, ultimately not every gig can be a free one, and you've got to put
Unfortunately,
in.
Unfortunately, yeah.
And the venues, you know, we've got to support the venues that are actually... even doing music, you know, putting on live music at the moment. So, yeah, indeed. Hey, Kat and Paul, thank you so much for coming in to have a yarn.
There's
so much to talk about because it's really exciting just being around to see this formative time of you making this sort of music in Melbourne and going through all the bends of what people believe you should be doing as opposed to you're doing it. So I appreciate that, and thanks for making the live music scene continually evolving. That's what it's all about.
Thank you
very much.
Yeah, all right. So we'll just hear the rest of this tune, Rebetika, and you can plan your next beach holiday, folks.
Αν θες να πάμε αλλού, κρυφό μου ραντεβού. Πάμε για το καβούρι, μπας και πάει η γόρη και βρεθούμε αγκαλιά.
Join us at midday on Friday the 20th of January for the Tunaminawai and Morbohina commemoration at the corner of Franklin Street and Victoria Street in Melbourne at the Tunaminawai and Morbohina Monument. It's a two-hour ceremony, begins at midday. The first hour is broadcast live on Community Radio 3CR. We have a bevy of interesting guest speakers. At 1 p.m, we will walk silently to what we believe is their burial site in the Queen Victoria Markets. I encourage you to bring your children and friends to commemorate the hanging of Tunaminawai and Morbohina for actively resisting the colonisation process. See you there.
Travellers Aid Australia is offering free scooter safety training sessions. They will help mobility scooter and powered wheelchair users to practice their skills and build confidence in navigating their local community and accessing public transport. These sessions are delivered by trained facilitators and volunteers and are provided across Melbourne. For more information or to register interest, visit travellersaid.org.au, call on 03 9654 2600, or email info@travellersaid.org.au. Travellers Aid Australia is a 3CR supporter.
We are Victorians. We know fire.
We know bushfires can be devastating, that they change direction in seconds and move faster than anyone can run.
But extreme fire danger days are rare. So before you travel, check the fire danger rating.
And if it's extreme or above, don't travel to those areas.
If you're already there, leave.
How well do you know fire?
Plan, act, survive.
Go to emergency.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
A 3CR supporter.
Wow. I just snuck that one in today. Special treat, special preview. First of all, thanks to Kat and Paul for coming in from the trio Anatropatiques. And I think I said that incorrectly. That's why. But it's all right. We'll get used to it. We'll get used to saying, definitely. But this, what we just heard then, was Ruth Roshan and Chain Benoit from their forthcoming album, Sweet Noir. The tune was called Charles Bronson, yes, and there was, if you felt like there was a bit of a spaghetti western deal to it, yes indeed, because Ruth Roshan, mandolinist and composer, was hired to play on the soundtrack to the Australian western Red Hill, and it sparked something in her. So there, so this is pretty special. I found out the other day, and very kind to send me that tune as a preview, and that single is officially released on Friday, 13th of January. Very, very apt indeed, folks. So, yeah, and there's going to be a launch party, a gig at the Melbourne Recital Centre, and that's on February the 2nd. So you can book. I'm pretty sure it'll be in the salon. Be nice and intimate, I believe so, but you never know. It could be in the big stage, but keep your eyes near out for that one, and I'll mention it in a couple of weeks' time if Therese doesn't next week. I'll mention in a couple of weeks' time that gig and play perhaps another tune. Indeed, folks. All right, we're into the second hour of this episode of Music Sans Frontiers, and like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm going to go to Southern Italy. A bit of Puglia, a bit of Calabria, and certainly a lot of Sicily. And I've missed out a lot of artists because I've included a lot of artists that I've only just come to know in recent times. So it's all going to be a bit of a mishmash, and I hope you enjoy it, and I hope it inspires you to learn Sicilian because a lot of the songs are sung in Sicilian. It was quite different to Italian. Believe it or not, it's a language. And that's a discussion we can have off air, folks. Anyway, I'm going to start with a song which is called Magna Grecia. And a few weeks ago, at a humble Greek restaurant in Moonee Ponds, we had Magna Grecia. We had some traveling musicians from Calabria, a legend frame drum player from Sicily, and some handful of Greek musicians having a jam at a restaurant in Moonee Ponds, in a Greek restaurant. Much dancing and laughing and performance was had. Extraordinary. And I'll bring the beginning of this little special. I don't want to talk too much. I'll tell you a few things. But this is a group of musicians that live outside of Calabria, but are Calabrian, called Il Patto delle Nuvole Pesanti. And this is from the self-titled record. Well, it's called Magna Grecia. Came out in 2010. So enjoy and get in the mood, and I'll talk to you in between songs, sort of.
Paesi abbandonati non vogliono morire, accolgono le vite che sanno cosa dire, e terre saccheggiate raccolgono i destini di storie fatte a pezzi di eroi clandestini. Dormono le case cullate da cicale, all'ombra delle rocce riflesse dentro il mare, e pietre colorate di oro e di marrone resistono al fuoco e alla maledizione. Di qua e di là c'è solo povertà, di qua e di là c'è solo povertà. Nella Magna Grecia, nella Magna Grecia, nella Magna Grecia gli dei non ci sono più. Nella Magna Grecia, nella Magna Grecia, nella Magna Grecia gli dei non ci sono più. Vai.
paesi senza tempo e con l'anima nel cielo, non portano la croce, non indossano il velo, si tuffano in valigie per disseminare tracce, ritornano a nascere con mille nuove facce. Di qua e di là c'è solo povertà, di qua e di là c'è solo povertà. Nella Magna Grecia, nella Magna Grecia, nella Magna Grecia gli dei non ci son più. Nella Magna Grecia, nella Magna Grecia, nella Magna Grecia gli dei non ci son più. Terra bruciata, terra bruciata, nella Magna Grecia gli dei non ci son più. Gli dei non ci son più. Nella Magna Grecia, nella Magna Grecia, nella Magna Grecia gli dei non ci son più. Terra bruciata, terra bruciata, terra bruciata, nella Magna Grecia, nella Magna Grecia, nella Magna Grecia, nella Magna Grecia gli dei non ci son più.
Io ti vorrei cantare, sopra l'obietto tua vorrei dormire, dentro alle braccia tua mai consolare.
Cara e minha zumba. Mi voti, io ti trovo un lavoro a te sistema. Tu non mi voti, tu culati a tutta la famiglia.
Con su natura, non si ci può dire, cuspatte, nave, sembra meglio patte, liscio pecatte, risplande fatte, un ricco e un povero come cani che iatte. Portareto l'uri dei lancetti sugno stufo, oggi a manzionno, ieri a manzionno, tanti niente ammazzarono lo scecco, ma oggi sugno stufo e protesto, tu disse, culla vuole cotta e culla vuole crura, un danno più forte e patera futura, lumecchi avvocato buon senso, ma non c'è senso e ci penso, come a San Lorenzo vi distidi in dell'aria, a mia manca l'aria, e come amo a fare chi sei sempre più cara. Cuccia penna campana, prepara a capara, a Sicilia e vedere come suona sta chitarra, sana in gola, già si gioco cuore e sprona, a voi che deve fare solo musica più buona, funziona, con sull'ignoranza da TV, castrigiona, coma, sta società è governata male, tutti paramo ma non giù cavale, tutti lamenti ma tu non venendi, tutti presenti ma senza stipendi, sta società è governata male, tutti paramo ma non giù cavale, tutti lamenti ma tu non venendi, tutti presenti ma senza stipendi, con su natura non dici può dire, cuspatte, nave, sembra meglio patte, liscio pegatte, risplande fatte, un ricco e un povero come cani che iatte. Un difetto, buttuno, un chietto, mancanza o superchio, ma tutto rispetto, ossia di scia, camelassa mia, bugia, cascia, come spesso la cia.
Come voti, io ti trovo un lavoro a te sistema. Tu non mi voti, tu culo a te e a tutta la famiglia.
Guardasse che io da avvocato non ho frequentato nessuna criminale che cosa conosce.
Avete costruito un'immagine della Sicilia?
La mafia non esiste!
Falcone e Borsellino come sono tante pazze, si inventarono una scusa per pagare meno tassi. Ma quali mafia? Non esiste niente sulla parte e pizzo. Spaccio e rischio di venire mazzato per tutto ciò che hai visto. Quindi cazzo cazzo, quasi quasi mi rinfischio, facci liscio. Non capisci picchi, ma se fa così, tutta gente vota sempre stesse facci. Tutto gira sotto come amatore di Pisa, cala bossa di Milano come la bossa da Spisa, cala Pisa no Prada, non Pisa andata, se pare come mangi ma testa calata, mangiando testi craft in ste prassi, non sa per toccare giusti tassi dopo i pasti, su non troppo sazi e fanno solo guai, e chi su già usai, usai. Sta società è governata male, tutti paramo ma non truca vale, tutti lamenti ma tu non venendi, tutti presenti ma senza stipendi, sta società è governata male, tutti paramo ma non truca vale, tutti lamenti ma tu non venendi, tutti presenti ma senza stipendi. Con su natura non dici può dire, cuspatte, nave, sembra meglio batte. Con su natura non dici può dire, cuspatte, nave, sembra meglio batte. Con su natura non dici può dire, cuspatte, nave, sembra meglio batte. Liscio pegatte, risplande fatte, un ricco e un povero come cani che iatte.
Avete costruito un'immagine della Sicilia?
La mafia non esiste!
Non esiste! Non esiste!
Lamenti ma tu non venendi, tutti presenti ma senza stipendi, tutti lamenti ma tu non venendi, tutti presenti ma senza stipendi, sta società è governata male, tutti paramo ma non più cavale, tutti lamenti ma tu non venendi, tutti presenti ma senza stipendi.
This is 3CR.
Ma che ti lamenti, pigliano un bastone e tira fuori l'ireo. Tu ti lamenti, ma che ti lamenti.
lamenti, piglia un bastone e tira fuori le reti. Tu ti lamenti, ma che ti lamenti, piglia un bastone e tira fuori le reti. Tu ti lamenti, ma che ti lamenti, piglia un bastone e tira fuori le reti. Un servo tempo fa di già una piazza pregava a Cristo un croce e ci dicia: Cristo lume faccione ne sciapazza, mi tratta come un cane per la via, si piglia tutto con la somanazza, manco la vita mia, dici che è mia, distruggi la Gesù. Bastone tira fora le reti, tu ti lamenti, ma che ti lamenti, piglia un bastone tira fora le reti, tu ti lamenti, ma che ti lamenti, piglia un bastone tira fora le reti, tu ti lamenti, ma che ti lamenti, piglia un bastone tira fora le reti.
Ricordati che ogni persona ha una sua dignità, sogni e emozioni che la vita ci dà. C'è chi ancora per il potere ha venduto l'anima, disposto a distruggere ogni briciola di verità. C'è chi dice non mi va, non mi va, non mi va. Se c'è chi domina, sgomina, insulta la mia umanità. Guerra chiama guerra, lotto per la mia identità. Nonostante troppi, troppi siano le difficoltà. Stato di calamità, suddito di società, schierato dalla realtà, schierato in cattività, contro la meschinità, punto anche a tutto si sa. Non credo all'immunità di chi sta sopra a guardare, è la mia gente che dà menzogne e tranquillità, solo per chi sta di là di questo bel varietà. Presidente Maragia, oggi di servilità, pagherete tutto e spero non nell'aldilà.
Chi è Cristo ma rispondi dalla croce, forse si sono spezzati lì dovrazza, cupoli la giustizia si la fazza, nessuno ormai più la farà via, se tu sei nuovo e non si testa pazza, ascolta bene sta sentenza mia, che hai un chiudato un croce non saria, s'avessa fatto ciò che dico a te, che hai un chiudato un croce non saria. Tu ti lamenti ma che ti lamenti, piglia un bastone e tira fuori le reti. Tu ti lamenti ma che ti lamenti, piglia un bastone e tira fuori le reti. Tu ti lamenti ma che ti lamenti, piglia un bastone e tira fuori le reti. Tu ti lamenti ma che ti lamenti, piglia un bastone e tira fuori le reti.
Noti più di 5 stelle.
Cambiare da come si cambiano gli sfondi. Fare la storia durerà 20 secondi. Filtra la tua gioia, la vana gloria. Dalla vana ai social, hashtag la vittoria. Cambiare da come si cambiano gli sfondi. Fare la storia durerà 20 secondi. Filtra la tua gioia, la vana gloria.
trasmetti sono informazioni, che si vende chi comanda il gioco e fa i milioni. Stiamo inconsapevolmente offrendoci da soli, e di loro proprietà ormai la nostra identità.
Tieni l'occhio aperto su un davanti PC, condividi a muso notizie con un click. Vorresti una vita in full HD, perché quella che hai è da buttare nel DC. Sei fake come quello che posti, e si capisce bene quando arrivi nei posti. La massima attenzione sempre come ti mostri, i tuoi contenuti sono rimasti nascosti.
Io localizzi e indicizzi, spammi tutto il giorno e sponsorizzi, di continuo cambi sfondi, ma non sfondi, spendi tutti i soldi mentre spendi tutti i soldi. A stamattina, stasimana, la paghetta la spardassi, un grafico pagassi,
eh no?
Allora prima di spartare tutto il capitale, paga quelli che devi pagare. Stop, stop.
Cambiare idea come si cambiano gli sfondi, fare la storia durerà 20 secondi. Filtra la tua gioia, la vana gloria, dalla vana e social, hashtag la vittoria. Cambiare idea come si cambiano gli sfondi, fare la storia durerà 20 secondi. Filtra la tua gioia, la vana gloria, dalla vana e social, hashtag la vittoria. Hashtag la vittoria. Hashtag la vittoria.
From Sicilia. Well, Calabria, Sicilia, we go to Puglia.
All'Ilia di Giano se mi sa cercare, sparo l'indoli di casa e per lassare, bello all'Europa di arrivare. Non guardare a rete, non se pote tornare, ci sape quante cose che ha lassato. Famiglia, amici e terra da ricordare, colori di cucina tradizionale, viaggiando piano piano da miso a imparare. C'è già buona la pizza da lì, io la mangio sempre qui, umidore prosciutto di volì. C'è già buona la pizza da lì, c'è già buona la pizza da lì, io la mangio sempre qui, umidore prosciutto di volì. C'è già buona la pizza da lì. Turchia, Lugia è cominciato, Germania, Grecia, Austria, ti è si passato, in Italia del nord e nanna è si arrivato, non eri intento il sud di ospitato, ti vado a un canto e t'amiso a studiare, la cucina del mondo lì imparare, rubando lo sguardo de mi strafaticare, lo giuro con il cuore e lo voglio ringraziare. C'è già buona la pizza da lì, io la mangio sempre qui, umidore prosciutto di volì. Se c'è buona la pizza da lì, se c'è buona la pizza da lì, io la mangio sempre qui, umidore prosciutto di volì. Se c'è buona la pizza da lì, altra!
Yeah.
Hi, we are
Oi Dipnoi
from Catania, Sicily, and you are listening to Music Sans Frontiers on 3CR 855 AM.
Yes, that was about a storm that was getting ready. Hopefully we won't have one for a while. Well, we're going back to Sicilia via Rome. Next three tracks are by the percussionist Maurizio Catania. And I was in contact with him. I've been in contact for a little while, but he was very generous and sent me a new project he's involved in, who are called Indigo. But we're going to hear from a little project he put together a few years ago. This came out 2016, Cubiata, based in Rome, like I said, Sicilian. And then his project Una Dada, and from the brand new record Spiezzi, which came out early 2022. It's available on Bandcamp. And we've been listening to, before this, we had Raquel Andrioli, So Rachel, in Italian, from Salento. Despetto, featuring Reddy Hassan, from the record Lueca. Mascarimni, brand new single from them, Valvo Bandcamp, from Apulia. La Pizza di Ali, Magna Brescia indeed. And then three tracks, all related. We had Hashtag La Victoria by Picciotto, featuring Shakaleb and Roy Paci. Shakaleb, fantastic artist from Palermo, Sicily. Roy Paci from Augusta originally. I think he's based in Palermo now. Before that, we had Roy Paci and Aldo Tusca with the tune Malarazza from their best of compilation called Bestiario Siciliano. But it comes from the record Parola d'Onore, which came out in 2005, and the Bestiario Siciliano came out in 2008. And the Picciotto and Chocolab one and Boy Pachi one came out in 2019. And before that, we had Picciotto from a little EP of tunes between 2010 and 2015. Came out in this particular tune was 2013. Tutte Paramo, remixed by DJ Koch, C-O-Q. And before they were Quartetto Area Sud from their brand new record, well, Musica Leviamente Tradizionale, officially came out in 2021 from a Sicilian Calabrian collaboration. The tune was called Acula. It's a traditional Calabrian one. And began with Magna Grecia from the group Il Patto delle Nuvole Pesanti, from their record Magna Grecia, which came out in 2010. And so I have it on good authority that two members from Area Sud, Quartetto Area Sud, are coming to Australia, and specifically Melbourne as well, in April, the week after Easter. So keep your eyes and ears peeled. I'll be letting you know more details as they come to hand, where you can check them out. Indeed, folks. Just remember, the playlist will be up later on today on the Facebook page, Music Sans Frontiers, and 3cr.org.au/Music Sans Frontiers. The podcast version will probably be an extended one, because I'm not going to be able to play all the tunes I wanted to. So check that one out in due course. You're listening to Cubiata. It's called Fish Spada, but it's Swordfish. Fish Spada, this piece.
Non c'è niente, solo sopra un lago di legno, di braccia e di eroi, nella tela intrecciata da un ragno, verso il flebile sogno che sognai, ad attendere l'alba del giorno. Chiudo le nuvole dentro il tabacco a grandi boccate di sale. Danza cibele, passo di miele, libera la perregina, libera il velo, lo specchio e il mantello, sangue vermiglio di melograno, scuoti i tuoi fianchi, i tuoi seni bianchi, e ora il mare come fertile valle, senza reti e barriere che non debba negare mai nessuno, mai nessuno. Apri il mare che io possa passare, camminare, che non debba morire mai nessuno, mai nessuno. Bagnare anche il cielo, brillano di occhi le stelle, danza Demetra, passo di pietra, libera la tua corona, libera il manto, le ali, il pennello, nero dipingi di fumo, va verso il sole, consola il dolore e vola, e vola. Spacca il mare come fertile valle, senza reti e barriere che non debba negare mai nessuno, mai nessuno. Apri il mare che io possa passare, camminare, che non debba morire mai.
Folks, come to the end of another episode of Music Songs Frontiers. I've been your host, Joe Malignaggi, for the last 2 hours. Hope you've enjoyed it. You can listen back later on, 3cr.org.au/Music Songs Frontiers. I'll have a podcast up eventually. It'll be a little bit different at the end. Some tunes I'd missed out. You're just listening to a tune from Justin Adams and Mauro Durante, who will be here at WAM Adelaide, folks. Of course. This is from their record that came out in 2021. Still Moving, and the piece Dammi la mano, dammi un riccio, give me your hand. There you go, he just said it. And we just listened to some music from Sicily. Carlo Muratori, who I met in 2002, thank you very much. Opened up a lot of doors. From his fantastic project, Sali, which is Salt, came out in 2015. The piece L'Esodo, The Exodus. And that featured a harp, as did the track before it from the group Indigo. From their brand new record, Due Mondi, Two Worlds, brand new from 2022. The piece Cielo di Burro, Sky of Butter, and features Maurizio Catania, percussion. He's joined that outfit. They've been around for 30 years, based in Rome. And before that, we had Un Nadare, Maurizio's outfit, from the records Biezzi, the tune Tacco Aiuto. And before that, we had an instrumental from Kubaita, from their little mini EP of 2016, Fish Spider Swordfish. I'm going to finish off, going to wind up this tune, going to finish off with a tune that you'll be humming for ages and ages, from a band called Tiempo Perso, I think from Scicli in Sicily. I met one of the people, and also the singer is now in a band called Onorata Società. Check them out, missed them out today. And it's a bonus track from their record Domani Si Vedrà, Tomorrow We'll See, came out in 2015, and it's called C'è un posto chiamato Sicilia, which is, there's a place called Sicilia. Isn't that unusual? Thanks for listening. Catch you in a couple of weeks. Therese will be with you next week. Take care. Great Voices coming up in a couple of minutes. Ciao. Un cantato.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.